You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Today we're going to be talking about Ora Tai Au, the New Zealand Climate and Health Council, who have just joined the Free Fares Coalition, the Aotearoa Collective for Public Transport Equity. I spoke to Dermot Coffey, a co-convener of the council who represents health workers and students around the Motu, about why they are joining the call to make public transport free and accessible for all. Here is that interview. Can you tell us a bit about why you made this decision?
We've been very happy to lend our voice to the coalition. Our main reason for getting behind it, our main reasons for supporting free fares is that we advocate very strongly for a healthy climate response within the country. So one, not only that reduces our climate emissions, but also optimizes the health outcomes and the well-being outcomes as a result. And I think the Free Fares Coalition and the message that the Free Fares Coalition has aligns really, really well with our messaging. So we've been delighted to kind of come on board and support it. It's a really extensive list of members and supporters, you know, so right across the kind of advocacy community, but political bodies and things like that as well are looking to keep the cheap fares and probably extend it in the coming years as well.
For those who might not be aware, you've touched on it a bit, but can you tell us a little bit more about the Free Fares Coalition and your goal?
So the coalition, it's made up of a wide number of members. So people like Generation Zero, Greenpeace, and a number of the community organisations like Presbyterian Support, Sustainability Trust in Wellington, a number of the universities, and some of the local body councils as well. Christchurch City Council, I'm based in Otatahi myself, and Christchurch City Council is on it, Dunedin City Council, Wellington and Hutt City, and so on. And interestingly, there's quite a lot of support from some of the youth branches of the political organizations like Young Labour, Young Greens, and the student associations around the country. So that, I suppose, represents maybe the people who stand to get most benefit from this. And the aim of the Free Fares Coalition is to continue the subsidy that allows half fares, which is present at the moment, to continue into 2023, but to extend that so that everybody under the age of 25 and anyone with a community services card would get free fares. And I suppose, look, from our point of view, it would be good to extend that even further, and that free fares would be offered to everybody in the country. That would be the ultimate goal. It sounds like a big step, but it's not. I mean, this is something that's been done in countries like in Luxembourg, in Malta, and in a number of cities around Europe. And Scotland's brought in free fares for under 22s, 22 and under, I think, just recently. So this is something that is happening. Obviously, the push is to facilitate and kind of maintain that mode shift that's going to be critical as part of our climate response. I mean, one of the biggest sources of climate emissions in Aotearoa is from transport, and that essentially means private vehicles and particularly cars, and within an urban environment, really, we need to make a big reduction in the use of private vehicles. I mean, part of that will come from electrification of the fleet, but I think a significant part of the part that has been overlooked by our government to date is that mode shift, so switching to active transport and to public transport. That has to be a major part of it as well. From our point of view, the health gains, you don't get those health gains from switching from an internal combustion engine car to an electric car. You do get them from switching to public transport. You do get them from switching to active transport. So we need to see that mode shift, and this is something that will facilitate it.
Right. And as you mentioned, that half price fares scheme is due to end at the end of January next year. So do you have any concerns about how this might affect people's mode of transport, and do you think this may deter people from potentially taking public transport?
Yeah, I think it is a barrier. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And the work that's been done in Wellington shows that there's very good awareness of the fact that public transport fares are lower at the moment than they have been. There are difficulties with public transport around the country at the moment, and part of what we have to do is to remove as many barriers as we can. One of those is the cost, and reducing or preferably removing the cost would be one of the barriers that we have under our immediate control. The question that comes up as well is around the overall cost to the country of this, but when we put it in kind of dollar figures, if public transport was free across the country for everybody, that still would only be about a quarter of the cost of the subsidy that's been put on for petrol around the country, which is happening at the same time. So in dollar terms, it's not a massive figure, and I think the benefits that can be accrued from it make it well worth doing. There are other things that need to happen with public transport. Obviously, it needs to be expanded. There needs to be frequency. There needs to be accessibility, particularly for people with disabilities. There needs to be an expansion of public transport into the outer suburbs around the country. And it needs to be reliable. It's one of the biggest issues at the moment in our cities, is that reliability isn't there. But these are other things that can be done. None of these things mean that we should not have free fares. They should be done as well as having free fares. I think that's the important message that comes across. The one other point I'd make is that in countries where, like in Luxembourg, where free fares have been in for a while now, it makes the sort of scheduling and the logistics of public transport far easier. There's no tickets you have to buy. You don't have to top up your card. You don't have to stop and start, tag on, tag off when you get on the bus. You just walk on, get the bus, it stops, you get off. You get the train, you jump on, you get off. It makes it much more simple. And that is a big impact as well on the sort of work conditions for people who are actually driving or working within the public transport infrastructure. It makes a big reduction in the hostility that they can often face, which is often tied in with paying and with fees. And it just makes it simpler. You get on a bus, you're just driving it. You're not having to take change out and all these kind of things. So it just makes it more streamlined and more smooth.
Opposers of free fares have made the claim that there isn't enough demand for public transport, that people aren't using it, so there's no point investing in it. What do you make of these claims?
We hear that a lot, and we hear that a lot for active transport as well. I would completely disagree. That statement can't be made because we don't know if, you know, the demand, when the public transport, when good public transport is put in place, the demand is there. So people say that people choose not to take public transport, but I think with the public transport infrastructure at the moment, people don't have the opportunity in many places to make that choice. Free fares reduces one of the barriers. It's really important. And it's particularly important for people who may not be able to afford a car, may not have the resources to afford it, people who can't drive. There's a lot of people for medical reasons, and we see it a lot, who can't drive, and elderly people who maybe don't feel as safe on the road driving a car as well. But it's one tool among many, and all the other things have to happen that I mentioned, that expansion of public transport at the same time. You know, there's that statement that Kiwis love their cars. You hear this all the time. And I would say, look, people in New Zealand don't have a choice, a proper choice, compared to other countries overseas. And we have to give people that choice before we can make statements about Kiwis loving their cars and things like that. And I think we'd find that once public transport, as we see with active transport and public transport all around the world, once safe, predictable, reliable, and cheap, or preferably free public transport is provided, people use it. The demand is always there, and it's that old build it and they will come or induced demand that applies equally for public transport and active transport as it does for private transport and for cars. If you build a motorway, people will use it. If you build a light rail route, people will use it. You just have to put it there, and it just has to be, as I say, reliable, predictable, safe and cheap.
That was Dermot Coffey, a co-convener of Ora Te Ao, the Climate and Health Council, about why we should make public transport free for all.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.